co-working is the trend here to stay. By telegraph.co.uk.
Small businesses who can't yet afford their own office space can opt instead for flexible co-working spaces, which could well be the future of working life. The co-working movement has enjoyed a rapid rise since its inception back in 2005. Co-working spaces are particularly well suited to small businesses, which can't yet afford their own permanent office space and can opt instead to rent a desk or area on a flexible basis. Looking for a co-working space designed for a specific sector is a good first step. When Laura Gifford was looking to set up integrated creative agency Percue Studio in London 2 years ago, she initially sought serviced office space but, disappointed at the lack of networking on offer, she decided to try a co-working space instead. Now working from Holborn-based labs, Percue Studio has clients like Mars under its belt and zero ambition to take on its own office space. The co-working space works perfectly for our members, some of whom have met at Rocketdesk, work collaboratively and have set up business together as a result. Emma Selby owns a co-working space in Hampshire, which offers desks, meeting rooms, small offices and 2,000 square feet of semi-industrial space for manufacturers. Louise Clark, curator at Reading-based membership space The Curious Lounge, notes, "We've seen smaller and micro businesses treated pretty badly by some providers when they've wanted to offer a space to a bigger business. As the number of flexible workspaces is expected to grow at an annual rate of 13% until 2022, it's clear that co-working is not only here to stay, but could even become the default office space of the future."